Hey everybody, Matt Siltala here alongside Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics. I'm with Avalanche Media. We're here bringing in another fabulous podcast episode in the business of digital. And so today, this is going to be a fun one because this is something that I know that all of us deal with on a daily basis. In fact, when I called up Dave this morning, the first things out of his mouth was something to the effect of, why do we get so much spam email and scam crap? And I'm like, yep, same. So anyway, we're going to talk about scams and what we have to deal with, you know, being business owners and digital marketing and, you know, what we see all the time, especially as SEOs and with, you know, Dave was just showing me a crazy one of with domains and whatnot. And so anyway, we're going to talk about that and, you know, how to protect yourselves, what to look for, what you do and don't have to do. And this is actually something that I think could help a lot of people because, I mean, I'd just be curious, and obviously this is something that we can't see, but, you know, raise of hands from everyone listening. How many of you have helped, like, you know, a parent or an elderly person, you know, reach out and said, hey, I got this email that said I was supposed to do this, and you're like, no, don't, just avoid it. Just please do, tell me you didn't click on that link or something, because I know that's going to cost hours of me, you know, headache for me in cleaning something up. But anyway, take it away, Dave. Welcome.
Well, do you want to get 100 links for $10?
Well, who wouldn't?
How about 5,000 followers for your Twitter for $5? I can get that for you. Do you want it?
How many of them are bots? No.
I mean, this, for me, the summation of this podcast and this topic is too good to be true. Yeah. If you're ever offered something for your business, for digital marketing, for SEO, for your domain, anything like that, and it's too good to be true, honestly, kick the tires and dig in. Some of the examples that I thought of and Matt thought of when we were kind of coming up with this was the domain scams.
Yes.
My dad, I register the domain and I control the domain because he's like, I don't know anything about this stuff. And I'm like, I already have hosting. I already have all this stuff. I'll just, you know, I maintain the site for him. But every so often, he'll get not emails, but he'll get snail mail, like actual letters sent to his house. And he'll call and ask me. He's like, hey, is the domain, you know, it's the site still up? Is everything still good? And I'll be like, yep, why? He's like, oh, I got this letter. I'm like, ah.
Yep.
And I've gotten them, and I think, Matt, you said, you know, before, you've gotten them. I literally just got this email. I saved it. This is from a couple weeks ago about one of the domains I registered that was coming due. Hmm. Like 3 months ago, this is from. And it's like this, and it just says, this purchase expiration notification offer advises you about the search engine optimization submission expiration of your domain. The information, blah, 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 blah. They want me, instead of staying with who I register my domain with at, say, $10 a year, to pay them $75 a year.
Yeah.
And then they will register my domain for me, quote unquote, and submit it to all sorts of search engines, which, yeah, no. Again, this is a scam. And there's a lot of variations of it. And it says it's domain SEO service. This is notice, blah, blah, blah. And it comes in a legal-looking kind of letter. I've seen them before.
Yeah.
They're all just scams, and they're all just trying to get your money. And it just hurts my head that clearly enough people must say yes to these for them to keep going.
Well, yeah, that's the sad part. It's why on the sprinkler head in a hotel it says don't put a hanger here, because some idiot put a hanger there, and, you know, all of us have to suffer and see that. But anyway, so, you know, the one of the most recent ones that I've seen, and I'm glad that we're talking about this because I know that this happens to other people and I don't want people to get taken, but a guy that I do some stuff for here locally, now we're good friends, and he's on a good, you know, relationship with me. He feels comfortable just emailing me, and he's a good guy. He doesn't ever really bother me, but he's all, hey, I just got a notice that, you know, we're not showing up in Google because our site's like hacked or something, and something's wrong, and our rankings are down or this or that. And he's like, is this legit? And he's like, they want me to pay him so much money for, you know, to fix it for an audit or whatever. And I, first thing I do, and I don't know why he didn't, but first thing I do is actually Google their name, and he was there, number one, just like he's always been, and went to his website, fine, no errors, you know, looked it over, did some health things. Anyway, no issues at all, like literally nothing, but it got him in such a panic that, you know, he stopped his day, and he's a very busy person with what he does, but he stopped his day, reached out to me to make sure that he didn't need to pay these guys to fix this, because he was ready to do it. And, you know, that's just the kind, that's the kind of scams and stuff that drives me nuts. I mean, it just, anyway, it just, it, I feel bad for the people that fall for that, because then you fall for a couple of those kind of SEO scams or marketing scams. Then when you get to a legit company like Avalanche Media or Northside Metrics, how much harder is it for you, Dave, to close someone down that's just been taken by a group that's charged them $1,000 a month for the last year and's never given them a report or never told them anything or never made any progress? How hard is that for you to work with someone like that?
Well, you just have to start. It starts with they're suspicious of anyone and everyone that they're all going to be like that.
Yeah.
And it just makes it. So then you have to win someone over to trust you that, you know, I'm not going to build you 500 links. I once saw a report that was saying they were building them 100 links a month. 50 of them were in PDFs in like various Box and Dropbox accounts. And 10 of them were social media type, like really old, like never even heard of sharing sites where you could, you know, submit it. And in 10 days, it would be gone. But, you know, during that report, it's there.
Yeah,
but yeah, just stuff like that makes everything so much harder.
Well, and I don't know your thoughts on this, and I think it falls into this. I mean, I know we've talked about, you know, we're talking about domains and SEO type scams and the you know, I don't think necessarily we've gotten into the emails that we get all the time about, hey, you know, I'll submit you to 1,000 directories and get you in a lot of wiki articles and blah blah blah. You know, all for, I'll do all this for $85 a month, blah, 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 whatever. And we can talk more of that if you want. But one of the things that I had thought about, Dave, was what I hate scrolling through Instagram right now, and I see these, like, scam products, and I'm like, how are people falling for this? Like, do you really think that a projector the size of your finger is going to put an image that's like perfect crystal clear 1080p on the wall that's like, you know, a 20 foot by 30 foot wall? Like, no, it's not going to happen. Or do you really think that this product is going to do a little bit of research, have a little bit of common sense? Don't just, you know, take my money, so to speak. Do a little bit of research. And again, it goes back to what you said, Dave, from the beginning. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is. If there's a projector that's the size of, you know, I can hold it in my hand, and it gives me a better image than those, like, $5,000 ones in conference centers, then, I mean, and it's only $39, are you kidding me? That seems too good to be true. Guess what? It is too good to be true.
Yeah. Oh, well, here it is. I have way too many email addresses. I was looking for this all morning. This is another type of example where it's subject is your video. Hello, you know, I was just looking at your site. Just wanted to ask you a quick question. How many new sales do you think you could gain if you had a video commercial on your front page of Google for every search term? Blah, 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 blah. And it's funny because they emailed me from a site that isn't generating revenue. It's not sales driven. It's just a hobby site that I built. Guess what? Yeah, it's around beer. But it's, you know, it's just this silly beer site I have. And I get it for that site. I get it for all of my sites. And it's always, you know, I won't even say the domain, but it's something.info. And, you know, never heard of this company. There's no name. And I get at least one or two. And I know I got one just this morning, but I can't find it.
Or like this when yesterday. Or like when our mutual friend Melissa, she talks about this a lot too. She'll get it and it'll say, "Dear sirs,
yeah."
That immediately delete it. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, and I get ones, and I know I just got one the other day that's like, oh, I'm a design firm, you know, we can help you with your website. Or, like you said, oh, I did a search on your site and you're not showing up for, you know, your brand name. You know, do you want us to help you? I've never heard of you. This is a really bad, spammy looking email. Everyone, please just delete them.
Also, one that came in just this morning, you're going to laugh at this one, but I always love it. Hello, greetings of the day. I'm business development manager.
Yes.
You already know that they're not, you know, English speaking. We provide complete SEO service for your online business need. Our steps and activities to rank your website first page on Google. Our steps and activities to rank you smart. Again, smart. Number one, keyword research. Number two, optimized content creation. Number three, keywords optimization. Number four, keyword density. Number five, search engine verification from Google, Yahoo, and MSN. I'm surprised they didn't throw Bing in there. Just kidding.
MSN? I've been using that template for a long time.
Number six, content placement. Number seven, creation and submission of ROR.xml. Sounds fancy. Number eight, creation of proper link structure. Number nine, review posting, etc. Anyway, first of all, they're guaranteeing a first place, a first position ranking in Google. Avoid them. The English isn't good, obviously. And again, no dig on that, you know, that level at all. But that's a good indicator of, hey, this is a person that's trying to scam you. And again, if they're not using real names, if they're not giving any, like if the email address, like you said, is, you know, ./_info, blah, blah, blah. What, I mean, it's horrible. Avoid this stuff. It doesn't work. It'll only get you in more deep trouble.
Yeah, I just found another one, and it's from Ann Weaver at an email address that makes absolutely no sense. This is the comment on the contact webmaster. Your website is missing out on at least 300 visitors per day. Our traffic system will dramatically increase your traffic to your website, which, and then it's a link to not even my website. We offer 500 free targeted visitors and can offer up to 30,000 visitors per month. I don't want visitors. I want sales. Yeah. I want leads. The one thing about all of these types of scams is all they want is your money. So, you know, they're not going to send you real traffic. They're just going to send you bot. You know, the links that they're going to get you are probably going to cost you more to have removed, or you're going to negative SEO yourself.
You know, that reminded me of another one that I get all the time is, hey, we've listed you on a who's who page. You're like one of the top people of blah, 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 whatever. You know, for $3,000, we'll send you a plaque and put your link on it. You know what? That is all a scam. Unless it's, and I have my own thoughts about this too, but unless it's from, you know, like a somewhat more reputable Inc. place, you know, Inc. 5,000, 500, whatever it might be, I would avoid those kind of award places like the plague.
Yeah, or your local newspaper or Forbes or Inc. or, you know, Chicago Tribune or some major paper or some major publication. And the same thing with, you know, those types of things from social media, because I know we're talking a lot about, you know, SEO type stuff. If someone says that they're going to give you 5,000 followers on Twitter, 5,000 on Facebook, do you really want 5,000 followers that don't actually do anything and they're all just like the eggs? Or do you want to mess up your Facebook following with 5,000 people or even 500 people that don't actually follow you? So now when you actually do an organic push, it's going to be pushed out to people that aren't even real.
Yeah.
Or they signed up through some other service to, you know, they'll get 25 cents or they get paid for liking so many pages that they're supposed to.
You know, and Dave, it's funny, as we were talking about this, I just sent you another one that I saw here. And, you know, we could put this kind of, you know, we'll put some images up in the podcast on the post for everybody to see so they can avoid stuff like this. But I'm just going through and I'm seeing guaranteed Google first ranking. Anybody that knows anything about this industry knows that's like the word, that's like the number one cardinal sin, that you avoid anyone that says, I guarantee you a Google number one ranking. Okay? Like, telltale sign right there. Hi, I hope you're doing well. We have a special offer this festive season. We've been providing cheap SEO services, keyword being cheap, for the past 4 years, and all of our websites are SEO. And all of our websites are SEO, link building, content writing, and SMO services. We are expert in promoting websites on all popular social media websites such as Google+. Oh, no. I can't even. Oh, look. MySpace, etc. MySpace.
MySpace still has users, especially if you're a musician.
Okay.
I don't know how to log into my account anymore.
I'll give you that, or if you're into tattoos. Do let me know if you're interested, and I would be happy to share our methodologies, past work details, and oh man, this is horrible. This is amazing. Anyway, I sent you, the inbox email to him. Maybe I'll send you the whole thing. But this is great, man. This is great. But anyway, this kind of stuff, yes, please, guys, avoid this like the plague. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is. Wiser words have never been spoken when you started it off with that, Dave.
Yeah, and it goes for link building, SEO, PPC, anything, doesn't matter the service, whatever the service is that you're looking at, from, someone to cut your trees down, to mow your lawn, my 13-year-old can come mow your lawn. He'll probably do it a lot cheaper than most people, but honestly, based on how he, I wouldn't hire him today. Although if he was getting paid, other than me going, hey, go do this, I'm sure he'd do a much better job.
But you know what?
I do have faith. But
it is sad that people have to get scammed and go through, like what we were talking about, because, probably half the conversations that I have with people every day or when we're talking with someone, or even just a proposal that I'm working on right now, it came in, and in the subject line, the guy is like, not happy with my current SEO team. I think I've been scammed. I've been paying them X amount of money, and no results. They take my money. They don't come back, follow up, contact me. So anyway, it's like, we have to make that better, and we have to help them, and that's tough. And I just want, anyone that's thinking about hiring an SEO, anybody that's thinking about doing any of this kind of stuff, if you have any questions, definitely reach out to Dave or myself. Like, we'll help you understand if it's a scam or not, but do a little bit of research. Just, look them up on LinkedIn. Do they seem legit? Do they have any kind of real website that you could, with, or social media profiles that you can say, hey, this is actually a real person. Ask for some references. Just do a little bit of groundwork, and it's going to save you a ton in the long run. Want to wrap it up, Dave?
I know my wife will kill me. Talking about the 13-year-old. But, there's a difference between, an amateur and what he's going to charge or she's going to charge and what a professional is going to charge. But then there's also, again, the too good to be true. There's every year about this time, they start catching people doing roofing scams where they'll come and fix your roof or they'll redo your roof. And they'll take half the money, or they'll say they're going to build a deck. Those are not just much bigger money wise, but they're all very similar to these types of scams. All they're trying to do is get your money. And $75, $99, $10, are smaller amounts, but they probably get people easier to bite because it's just $10. It's just one trip to Starbucks or maybe two, depending on what you order. But
And granted, like, people like to dig on the SEO industry and say that it's all snake oil, but, you bring up a very good point with what you were saying just then, because I have a really good buddy that's a HVAC technician, And he told me that one of the things that a lot of the shady ones will do when they're doing the maintenance on your cooler, you know, in the summer, they'll disconnect the thing that makes your heater work. So then, hey, when I do need my heater again, it's not working. So guess what? I got to call them back, and then they come and charge me to basically just hook it right back in what they're doing. And, you know, he's taught me about a lot of scams and things that that industry does. And so, again, it's just protecting yourself, and you make a good point.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the industry. Just anytime there's something too good to be true that I'm going to get you number one, I'm going to get you all these followers, there is no silver bullet. It's you know, I don't know what else to say.
All right, well, that's a good spot to end off. Like I said, anyone that's listening to this podcast, make sure and reach out to Dave and I if you have any questions. We do not want you guys to be scammed. I'd even love to hear stories. You know, share some stories in the comments of, you know, if you got screenshots, examples, you know, different things that would even help more people avoid certain types of scams. And just definitely don't ever think you're going to be a millionaire from some prince in Nigeria. Right, Dave?
Oh, really? Oh, darn. Okay.
All right. For Dave Rohrer with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Silta with Avalanche Media, signing off on this podcast. Thanks, everybody, for joining us.